still favors masks indoors in public places. Is that coming back?
No, I mean, Biden's got the same issue that Sisolak has. I mean, he needs COVID to be behind us. And, you know, maybe in, you know, New York City or places where they're still masking two-year-olds, you know, they'll keep the forced masking in place for a while. But around the country, it's just a non-starter. And just politically, I mean, just a complete death sentence to bring back masks or bring it back even on airlines and trains. I mean, the public's just not going to stand for it. And they know that. And I think that's why you've seen, you know, the COVID talk kind of die down.
Indeed. I want to ask you, of the 16 candidates on the GOP side, which of those candidates do you think match up best against Sisolak in a general?
You know, the conventional wisdom is that it's Lombardo. He's kind of the more moderate candidate. I mean, I think John Lee's got a pretty good case as a general election candidate. I mean, he was a Democrat, literally a Democrat for decades. Albeit a very conservative one. And so I think he can kind of walk this line of, like, you know, you can't paint him as an extremist because he was in Sisolak's party for 20-plus years. But he does have, you know, conservative principles. And what he's done in Las Vegas is just – or North Las Vegas is just impressive from just a management standpoint. And so, you know, I think he could go into a general election, you know, with some advantages. I think even Dean Heller – maybe, you know, he's known statewide. You know, things didn't end well with Trump, didn't end well in 18. And so I've kind of been down on his prospects because of that. But, you know, name recognition matters. And so maybe people feel comfortable with that. But I mean, I think Lombardo and Lee have the clear advantages going into the general election.
Well, I always love it in politics where you say, this is what I will do. But in the case of John Lee, one of the things I like about him is that he can say, look what I have done in North Las Vegas, where we were talking about the dreaded I word, insolvency. And all of a sudden, it's a thriving metropolis and doing great.
Yeah, it's really an impressive story. I mean, just objectively, I mean, I remember when we thought they were going to go bankrupt. I mean, North Las Vegas was on the verge of fiscal collapse, and he came in and he brought them through. And, you know, that's not something that just happens. That takes leadership, and that's, again, that's not really a partisan issue either. It's not like, oh, he supports guns or he supports school choice. No, he went in and he made the tough decisions necessary to keep the city afloat and keep it out of the state receivership. And that's really impressive. And so I think that would bode well for him if he made it through the primary.
I want to ask you, EDC is done. The traffic is probably still out there on you know, the roads leading away from the speedway. I'm curious if you have any thoughts on EDC and the legacy that this thing has created for itself. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, it's obviously a really impressive event in terms of draw and just, you know, the amount of people who want to come here and do that. And, you know, I'm glad to see it wasn't 110 out this weekend because I know they've had some issues with the heat. So glad we could give them at least a mild, sort of mild temperatures. But obviously just a big tourism win for the city.
More coming up with Victor Jenks. We're going to talk about a big day tomorrow. Five states are going to have primary elections, including the folks down in Georgia, and that is going to be a barn burner. And, of course, you got Stacey Abrams waiting for the winner of the Republican primary to go to the general election with. This is going to be something for the ages, and they're spending a ton of dough. I was talking with one political consultant. They're spending oodles and oodles of money. I mean, it's a little scary, the type of money they're talking about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as we check out your conditions for a Monday on area freeways, you are pretty much bumper to bumper as you try to squeeze your way through those lane restrictions on Interstate 515. You're bumper to bumper both directions. There's only two lanes available on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern in each direction, and that bridge reconstruction project continues through December. There's a stranded vehicle that's on the right shoulder on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Decatur. And do look for some overnight road work tonight. It's on the ramp to Las Vegas Boulevard from the 515 west. That ramp closes at 9.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Phillies beat the Dodgers 4-3 in 10 innings on Sunday. Max Muncy committed a fielding error which yielded two runs for Philadelphia. Mookie Betts and Edwin Rios with solo homers for the Dodgers. The Angels beat Oakland 4-1 on Sunday. Shohei Ohtani hit a 443-foot leadoff homer. Mike Trout added a solo shot while getting three hits and two RBI. Patrick Sandoval improved to 3-1. He struck out seven, pitching four-hit ball into the eighth. Cole Irvin gave up three runs on eight hits over six innings for Oakland. The A's have lost 6 of 8.
Azokar's going to score easily. Behind him, Cronenworth is rounding third. Jake's on his way. He will score. And Manny standing at second with two more runs in.
Padres radio with the call. 10 won the final over the Giants on Sunday. Big day for Manny Machado. Three doubles, a triple, and two RBI. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers. 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment. And style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting. But Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. I was there yesterday. Had a great time. That's every Sunday morning at 11. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Victor Jakes joining us, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I was fascinated by the story last week about the COVID testing company that missed 96%. 96% wrong here in Nevada? Is that possible?
Well, you know, you think they just like flip a coin or throw darts or something, but that's what the state found when they realized there had been an error and they were going back and they were double checking some of the samples that they had a 96% error rate. And you have to understand what this is. This is people who had COVID, who the testing company said didn't have COVID. So these people were told they didn't have COVID, and they went out into the community, presumably infecting more people, or, you know, if they were got seriously sick from it, weren't able to do some of those early medical interventions that they would have been able to do had the test result come back positive.
Well, and how many people went to work and spread, or how many people were sent home by their workplaces because they tested positive? I mean, all the way around, everybody suffers from this. But the question is, how did it happen? Do you have any feel?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. The company was represented in Nevada by the two sons of a close confidant of the governor. And of course, everyone says, "Oh, yeah, no, there's nothing untoward here. You know, this wasn't talked about." And yeah, you know, and they connected with a very powerful lobbyist named Mike Wilden, who you know, was a former head of the Department of Health and Human Services here in Nevada, and he sent messages to the governor's chief of staff, basically kind of pushing things along. And you know, what's amazing is that the kind of the lower level people in the bureaucracy were raising concerns, saying, "Look, their testing's not working. We shouldn't be doing this." And it just got shoved aside. And then once they got the blessing from the state, they were basically able to go throughout the state and find these different jurisdictions. And you know, the people in those jurisdictions just assumed, well, if the state says they're fine, they must be fine. And so you had a company that wasn't just bad in one place, but they were you know, conducting presumably faulty tests throughout the state.
I want to swing into what's going to be happening tomorrow. Five states are going to have primary elections, and of course, everybody's looking at Georgia. Is that going to be a part of every race, every primary day, including the one here, where they keep asking, you know, is Trump going to be able to pull these people through, or is it going to be a failure of Trump? The rose is. Not quite as sweet smelling as maybe it once was. What do you think's going on out there? And do you think Trump matters when it comes to these primaries?
Yeah, he matters, absolutely. I mean, he definitely can move a certain segment of the voter base. I think the question is how much does he matter? And I think what you're seeing, you know, you see in Pennsylvania where it looks like Dr. Oz is going to pull it out with you know, somewhere around a third of the vote. And he doesn't win that primary without Trump's endorsement, but just because Trump endorsed him doesn't mean he's getting 60% of the vote either. And so I think that's where you're kind of at, is that Trump has influence, but it isn't just everything. Obviously, in Georgia, he's been going after Brian Kemp, the governor, for a long time, in you know, ways that I don't really think are justified. But the governor, you know, has basically been able to say, "Well, look at the voting reforms that I pushed through. Look at the job I've been doing leading the state," and it looks like he's going to cruise to victory.
I know it's still early, but should Catherine Cortez Masto, Steve Sisolak, folks like that, Stephen Horsford, should they bring Biden out here, or is he persona non grata?
I mean, politically, I think it would be a mistake. I think you're wanting to try and create separation from the administration. And, you know, I've been really surprised to see Masto especially not do that more. I mean, she did that just the tiniest bit with her flip-flop on Title 42, you know, going from saying it was, you know, something that never should have been in place to, well, we better keep it in place until we have a plan to deal with the surge at the border. But, you know, if I was them, if I was giving them political advice, I would be, you know, running to the microphone and to the cameras, basically trying to create separation between myself as a candidate and the Biden administration. And I just, you know, if your approval rating is 41%, you're just not that helpful. And that's where Biden's at. And I just don't think he'd be very politically helpful out here. But we'll see. I mean, it is the president, and, you know, it'd be a pretty big snub for them not to show up. And so I think, you know, if anything happens, it'd just be behind the scenes, you know, just don't come out here. And then he just wouldn't come.
In our final couple of minutes, big debate coming up on Wednesday. I think this is this the KLAS debate? And there's going to be five gubernatorial mm-hmm. candidates on the Republican side. What do you expect? You've been a part of these things.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think it will be a chance for, you know, everyone to get up there and kind of make their case. I expect folks to go after Lombardo. You know, he is the front runner, and, you know, pretty much the very clear front runner. And, you know, the Democrat Governors Association has been dumping a lot of negative ads against him, trying to bring him down and try and create space for another candidate. So I think you're going to see candidates, you know, take it to them. And I think, you know, Dean Heller and Joey Gilbert, I think especially, will be trying to make their case and make it, you know, that they're better positioned than Lombardo to run the state. And I think it'll be informative. I mean, I think Lombardo is very capable of defending himself and his record, and I think it'll be useful for voters to see.
Are you going to be working it, or are you just going to be a spectator?
No, I'll just be a spectator. I mean,
you're good at that.
Interesting. I mean, I may end up writing about it. We'll see how eventful it is.
Well, we'll find out together. Thanks a lot, Victor. Always good, man. You have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Make sure you have a very happy Memorial Day. That's Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us every Monday, and I don't know how we'll handle this next week, whether Victor will be with us on Tuesday. But in any event, he'll be with us again next week. So, and we'll be talking about that debate coming up on Wednesday, the KLAS debate. Five candidates are going to be on the stage, and that means a lot of folks are not going to be on the stage. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyForNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt. A great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday, get the week started edition of Live and Local. Don't forget, Kash Patel will join us, former chief of staff for the Department of Defense. He is a supporter, believe it or not, of Adam Laxalt. We'll talk about that and the race here in Nevada. Of course, the primary, June 14th, and early voting begins on the 28th. So make sure you get out or stay home and vote. Also, Joey Paulus will join us. He's a Republican candidate for the state Senate, District 8. You know, and we talk so much. We talk so much about how these elections matter. Normally, in fact, most people, I mean, if we were to go down to the Strip or go someplace, go downtown to Fremont Street and ask locals, who's your state senator? Most people wouldn't know. It's just not on the radar. Sorry. And then you ask them, well, who's your member of the Board of Trustees? And then you get just that blank stare. Don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Joey and also ask Wayne Allen Root, because he'll be joining us as well about 2:30. And to me, that makes these elections so darn important. Ronna McDaniel was on with Martha McCallum yesterday on Fox News Sunday. And this is cut number one, by the way. I want you to hear this because at the end of the day, all of these GOP candidates for governor, we're all going to have a kumbaya moment and acknowledge that we're going to have to work together to get rid of people like Steve Sisolak and to get rid of people like Catherine Cortez Masto and to get rid of people like Stephen Horsford and Dina Titus, that we're going to have to work collectively and not at odds. And I hope, I really do, I hope that the day after the election or after the elections are called, that we come together, because it's going to be vitally important to do so. But this was Ronna McDaniel. This is cut number one on with Martha McCallum. She was in on Fox News Sunday.
Ronna, let me ask you about that, because some people say, well, you know, the former president shouldn't have weighed in the primary process. He should have stayed on the sidelines. And you know, the same could be said maybe of these Republican governors as well. Let the people decide and then get into this game. Are you concerned? I think you have said you're concerned that some of this process might hurt your candidates in the general election.
Oh, I'm not surprised that he got involved. Listen, the RNC stays neutral for a reason. We legally have to stay neutral, but it is helpful because we didn't put our thumb on the scale and we get to bring everybody together after the fact and have a kumbaya moment. But President Trump's always going to get involved in primaries, as are other candidates across the country. That's just the nature of politics.
All right. I just want to put this up on the screen. Madison Cawthorn obviously has gotten a lot of attention in this race. He lost his bid to retain his House seat. The president kind of supported him, the former president, last minute in that race. But here's what he just said, Madison Cawthorn. The time for genteel politics as usual has come to an end. It's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for dark MAGA to truly take command. We have an enemy to defeat, but we will never be able to defeat them until we defeat the cowardly and weak members of our own party. Their days are numbered. We are coming. What do you think of that? And what is dark MAGA?
I don't know what dark MAGA is. It sounds like
scary.
Some type of Star Wars thing, like the dark side of the Force. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Obviously, it was a very well-fought primary. Madison had some issues that came out. He was a rising star in our party, and we need to make sure we retain that seat with Edwards, who defeated him. And Madison did the right thing by conceding. We need to focus on the Democrats, and I would say this to every Republican. They are the ones in control. They are the ones destroying our country. And Republicans who are fighting each other constantly— that is not helping us defeat Democrats in November, and that needs to be the focus.
Is anybody out there listening? Anybody? Saturday night I was at South Point for the screening of Rigged 2020, David Bossie's film. We talked with him on Friday about it, and it really was. It was spectacular. It was really, really good. That's something that every American should see. And I'm saying regardless of party. Every American should see that film because it's phenomenal. Coming up, one of my favorite products. One of my favorite products growing up. It was something that was a staple for me for about the first, 5-10 years of my life. We'll tell you what product's being taken off the shelves because of a product recall. Ooh, it hurts me to even think about it. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're like most kids, you probably grew up with Jif peanut butter. I would say probably until I was 10 years old, every day I consumed some of it. It might be peanut butter and jelly or Ritz crackers and peanut butter, but it was just great. And now we find that Jif has a major, major recall. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story all day. What's going on?
Yeah, there's about 10 states involved in this, Kevin, and you're